This distiller's dinner happening October 28th at the Carson Center is the 13th. Debbie, do you remember the conversations that surrounded the very first one of these dinners?
Oh, Tracy, we sure do remember them. Kenny Roof, of course, owns Roof Brothers Wine and Spirits. Back in the 2004-2005 time frame, knew ahead of most people that bourbon was going to become bigger and better than ever, and that it would be a major national and even international draw. And he said, you know, I want to do an annual distiller's dinner, and I want you to manage it, and I want it to be a fundraising event for the Carson Center. And it has been a wonderful experience.
And this is the first time that you're going to have a bourbon feature that is not made in Kentucky.
Yes, Greenbrier Distillery, which makes Bellmead bourbon, the distillery is in Nashville.
Carla, when you were conceptualizing the menu, what were some of the flavors or the components that you really wanted to accentuate?
Well, knowing that this distillery was in Tennessee and looking around at some of the things, I thought it would be good to kind of pay homage to Tennessee, you know, fair, that it would be good to, because they've got some things that they're known for, too. You know, it's just like the fact that the Goo Goo Cluster is made right there in Nashville, has been there forever. They also do a it's world-renowned banana pudding festival that they do there, and they judge some of the best banana puddings, as well as, you know, their reputation for Tennessee backwater moonshine. So I just thought it would be kind of fun. We knew that, you know, Elvis was there, and he has some of his little culinary things that he's well known for, and the Nashville hot chicken that's so popular right now. And there was just so many nice things to be able to pull out of that, so I thought it would be good to do an homage to the culinary areas in Tennessee.
Well, Debbie, what else do we need to know ahead of the dinner? I guess you're still taking reservations at this point?
Oh, yes, Tracy. We are still taking reservations and would love for people to go ahead and make the reservations, which are required. We would appreciate getting the reservations made, which involves buying whatever you're going to do, a ticket or two or four or a table of eight. We would really like to get most of those by October the 20th. And all folks have to do is go online to thecarsoncenter.org, or better yet, call me at 270-443-9932. This particular distillery, which is Greenbrier Distillery, Carla and I have gotten to, I haven't visited yet, but the history is every one of these distilleries and distillers has a great story, and it usually involves generations of family. Greenbrier Distillery was actually started by Andy Nelson. He's the head distiller for Bellmead Bourbon made at Greenbrier Distillery. Andy's great-great-great-great-grandfather made Tennessee whiskeys in the 1800s and was a major supplier for America on Tennessee whiskeys. And somewhere in there, the bourbons came along. So Charlie and his Andy Nelson and his brother Charlie Nelson were exploring somewhere in the Nashville area, kind of out in the countryside, and their dad took them by, and they actually found several years ago some of the areas that the ancestors' Greenbrier Distillery had been located at. Charlie and Andy Nelson were thrilled, and they saw it right there that they would be entrepreneurs and that they would research and somehow recreate the recipes of their ancestor, and they would reopen that. So fascinating story always.
Carla, is there anything else you'd like to say about the menu or anything?
More that we were just excited to be able to kind of do a little fun play on some things. I'm always always look forward to being able to create a menu around a theme or an ideal. So there's going to be some interesting things, but they're all going to be delicious. So we look forward to presenting that and, as always, supporting our Carson Center, which we love so much.
The entire menu is on the website for the Carson Center. just find the distiller's dinner. You should see something about it on the homepage, and you can look at the menu. It is a fundraising event. So about half the cost of the tickets goes as a tax-deductible contribution to the Carson Center. We're a 501c3, and we raise about 30% of our annual funding from many different giving opportunities. The distiller's dinner up till this year, so from the first one through the 12th distiller's dinner, we have raised almost $190,000 net from the distiller's dinners combined over the years.